The heartrending pictures beamed around the world from Haiti caused thousands of people to open their purses and wallets to contribute to disaster relief. In the United States and Australia, people have opened up their cellars. Wine cellars, that is. Winemakers in the U.S. and Australia are contributing bottles of some of their finest wines to a special online wine auction to raise money for quake victims. The auction, dubbed Wine for Haiti, is the brainchild of David Honig, an attorney and publisher of the online wine magazine Palette Press. A former resident of Miami, he lived through Hurricane Andrew in 1992 and has many Haitian friends. He says the response from the winemaking community has been astounding.
When I started it, I thought, I'll collect a few bottles, maybe we'll put a case or two together and send a couple of $100 to the Red Cross. I think between our site and the Australian site, that's a member of our ad network that is doing it as well, we've got about $45,000 in contributions, in wine contributions so far.
Winemakers are contributing older vintages and rare large format bottles, like 3 and 6 liter sizes. Charity wine auctions are not a new idea. Jeff Stye, owner of the Twisted Oak Winery in California and a contributor, says winemakers are often approached to contribute bottles to charity events.
Good news about wine is that is something that you can put up there and bring in some cash for an organization. Actually, every week I'll get probably, I don't know, anywhere from 6 to 12 requests from different charitable organizations, you know, looking for a wine donation for a silent auction or something like that. And then you have to kind of pick and choose which ones you're able to support. But wine has that ability to do that kind of stuff.
Honing emphasizes the winning bidders send their funds directly to the American Red Cross. Once payment is verified, the wine is then released.
They go to the Red Cross's site. They make their contribution directly to the Red Cross. They fill out all of their own information except for their email. They put my email address, wineforhaiti@palettepress.com. That way, I receive a verification that the contribution was made. So there's no issue of some guy online getting money and will he really send it where it goes. I don't see the money. I don't touch the money.
On the other side of the world, a sister website to Palette Press in Australia is doing the same thing. For Mark Jardine of BoozeMonkey.com, a website linking wine consumers and winemakers, the Haiti earthquake brought back unsettling memories. He lived through the massive 1995 earthquake in Kobe, Japan. Jardine says he saw how Japan has the resources to cope with such a disaster, and Haiti does not.
For the survivors, there was medical help, there was food, there was water, and there was safety. There was a bed to sleep in, there was a roof over their heads. And it struck me that Haiti is one of the poorest countries in the world. They don't have any of that. They've got no chance at all. They don't have food. They don't have medical supplies. They don't have great infrastructure. They don't have an army that's going to come in and clear all the things away. It really is a much worse disaster.
Like Honig, Jardine has been startled at the response from the wine community. The first day, he had pledges of wine from Australian winemakers worth about $10,000. He says that he was even contacted by the maker of one of the world's most prestigious wines, Penfolds Grange. Jardine and Honig are engaged in a little friendly cross-global competition to see who can raise the most money for Haiti. Collectively, they look to raise at least $100,000, but Harbor hopes they can exceed that. If they can raise that kind of money, then it can truly be said that wine has the ability to ease pain and soothe suffering, even indirectly. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.